This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We are going to bounce back and forth between Missouri and Kansas as college basketball season has come to a close. Let's head to the phone lines right now. I'll be joined by our first guest today. Coming up in a bit, we'll give you an update on everything that has happened so far in day two of the NCAA tournament. But let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Sam Snelling. He does fantastic work for Rock M Nation, a must-go-to website if you cheer for the Missouri Tigers. Sam, how you doing today, my man?
Doing all right, C-Dad. How are you?
Doing great, man. Let's just start with this. If you had to pinpoint one thing, I guess maybe not one thing, but what was the thing that most failed Missouri yesterday? What was the biggest thing that they did wrong last night?
Well, yeah, that's tough. I think, you know, we talked before the game, and I said that if Missouri makes shots and plays sound defensively, doesn't turn the ball over, they should be all right. And they did none of those things. So, to be frank, it's really hard to win in March when you struggle to shoot the ball. That's not been an issue for Missouri all season. They've always found ways to manufacture points. They turn the ball over a lot. I think if I remember correctly, this is their second highest turnover rate of the season. The other was against Lindenwood. So you can get away with that against Lindenwood, but you can't really, in March against a team like Drake. And then I think the thing that's kind of plagued them since the calendar turned to March has been their defense. Just not being sound. They've always been able to force turnovers, but they haven't really, been able to find consecutive stops, and so Drake coughed the ball up, but they were also able to, when they settled in there, you move the ball and get good shots and get shots at the rim, and Missouri just wasn't able to kind of stop them. So not really an answer to your question about one thing, but I think that, all three things really, played a direct role.
Yeah, I know this sounds very obvious, but I mean, yesterday I thought the problems were really twofold. Number one, this Missouri team just simply doesn't get enough stops. I looked it up. In the month of March, Missouri has allowed teams to shoot over 50% from the field. You're just not beating quality opponents if they're going to shoot 50% from the floor. That's not really how this works. And I just don't think Missouri made enough shots yesterday. What kept them in the game was really free throws that they won at the line by 11. But if you're only going to make 15 shots in the game, you just didn't score enough to be able to beat a good team.
Yeah, and like that's the thing is they've always found a way to even kind of manufacture, you know, even a few 3-point makes. I didn't really think they were going to shoot a lot of threes against Drake. I thought, you know, the focus was going to be on driving the basketball and trying to get to the rim. You know, but they really found a difficulty because I think once Drake kind of sensed that they were playing off, you know, the guys who are sort of, you can kind of consider non-shooters, you know, even though like Ant Robinson or Tony Perkins, those guys can certainly make threes. They're more inclined to drive the basketball. Mark Mitchell is a great example of a guy who, you know, if he's shooting 3-pointers, you're probably okay with it. You know, so you can back off those guys and you can try to clog their driving lanes. And Drake was really successful in doing that. Missouri, you know, struggled to, you know, sort of have those clean pick and roll exchanges or dribble handoff exchanges. You know, credit to the Bulldogs for you know, their defense and sort of gumming that up a bit. You know, but I think as much as you credit Drake, you also have to sort of point to, you know, the flaws of the Tigers and what they've sort of struggled with, you know, in the last few weeks. I think for Missouri fans, a lot of us were kind of hopeful that the SEC tournament was sort of a way for them to sort of say, all right, we're fixing some of our problems, you know, that we've had, you know, in the last few weeks here and, you know, beating Mississippi State. And I thought, you know, outside of a couple minutes of game action against Florida, I thought they played well against Florida. They certainly, you know, put some fear into them in the second half and cut that lead down. But, you know, like all the things that you saw against, you know, Vanderbilt late, against Oklahoma, you know, certainly against Kentucky, all those sort of defensive errors, they just sort of bubbled up. And when you're not making shots, you know, it's something that can get away with you, even against, you know, like, and not calling Drake a lesser opponent, but even against lesser opponents, you're going to struggle, you know, much less somebody, you know, who's a quality NCAA tournament team.
Right now, we're talking to Sam Snelling of Rock M Nation, one of my favorite websites, a must-go to if you cheer for the Missouri Tigers. Fans are very upset with Dennis Gates today, certainly understandable, after losing yesterday in the NCAA tournament. Where are you most critical at of his performance yesterday?
You know, I'm not in the coach's office. I'm not, you know, the guy who's designing, you know, practice plans, having done those things in the past. That, you know, I was a high school basketball coach for several years, and I think I have an understanding of, like, sometimes you think you have a good plan and you communicate your plan to your players, and then they go out and they don't execute what you wanted them to. I'm going to be a little bit hesitant to directly criticize a coach on a specific game. And I'm going to be a lot more probably forgiving for Gates because, one, he's still a young basketball coach. I mean, a lot of people forget that, you know, Ben McCollum is not his first go around. He's been coaching basketball, for 25 years, been a head coach for like the last 15 years, something like that. You know, Dennis Gates is on year 6. So I think he's still figuring out who he is. And I think what you do is you look at year to year. And I think if you're a Missouri fan, you should be very pleased with, you know, with what Gates has done in his 3 seasons at Missouri and the way he's sort of fixed problems as he's gone. And he certainly has a big off season to fix more problems. You know, but overall, I think if you'd have told me that at the beginning of the year that Missouri would have, you know, finished 20th in KenPom, you know, been a 6 seed in the NCAA tournament, you know, beaten 5, you know, AP top 5 teams, I think by all stretches you would consider that season a success. The way it finished is obviously sour, and I think that if you're in the coach's office, then I think that those are the things that they're probably talking about today. And it's certainly those are the things that they're going to have to talk about when they go into the transfer portal and what they're looking for as far as fixing their problems. You know, but see that one of the things that I kind of looked up, and I just had a post go up on Rock'em Nation today, my annual, you know, once the season ends, I always say rest in peace, Missouri basketball for the year. So everybody should kind of go check it out. But, you know, from after they or the game, including the game that they beat Kansas, all the way up until the end of February, Missouri was the sixth best team in the country. You can go look that up on barttorvik.com. There were five other teams in the country who were playing better than Missouri through that stretch. The beginning of March and through today, Missouri dropped to 76. That's up to 72nd. I guess a few more results poured in and gave them a little bit of a bump. But they're 1-5. And the big thing is, you know, their offense wasn't great last night, but overall it's been okay. Their defense dropped to 207. And so I think if you're Coach Gates and if you're that coaching staff, what you're doing is you're looking at, you know, what changed from you know, mid-December to the end of February, beginning of March, that caused this team to kind of go into that funk. And what can we do to sort of fix that next season?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Right now, we're talking to Sam Snelling here for a couple more minutes, who covers the Missouri Tigers. What do you think Missouri needs to go out and look for in the portal? There's a decent foundation for Missouri for next season. Now, you never know what's going to happen with the portal. Like, you can lose your own players, but you got Anthony Robinson, you got T.O. Barrett, you have Mark Mitchell coming back for next season. You've got a foundation of a team that can finish in the upper half of the SEC, and now is the work. You got to try to replace Bates. You got to try to find some size with Joshua Gray now moving on. You got to find some shooting with Caleb Grill. What do you think Missouri needs to look for in the portal to keep this going and build on what they did this season?
Well, one thing I think they're really, really going to be looking for is either like a scoring point guard or combo guard to sort of go with Anthony Robinson. I think it would be in their interest to find somebody who is a little bit more of an alpha. I think this season, if you would have a critique, as Missouri had a lot of really good pieces, guys that can get you 20 points on a night, but they didn't really have anybody who was going to get you 20 points every night. And you know, there's a difference. I would sort of refer to it as like the 13, 14 point mark in the transfer portal. You see these guys entering the portal and they're like, oh, they averaged 14 points at whatever mid-major school. And to me, that's a complimentary piece, because that guy is a guy who's going to get 22 points one night. He's going to have six the next. Where you want to start looking for, is this guy an alpha scorer or not, is if they're scoring 18, 19, 20 points a game, because that's a guy who's going to be more consistent. And so that's, I think, the guy that they're going to be looking for, somebody on the perimeter who can handle the ball, who can give you consistent production on a nightly basis, which is something I think they missed. Very clearly, yeah, they're looking for somebody who can replace Josh Gray. I think they do like what they have in Peyton Marshall and Trent Burns. But young bigs are young bigs, and their development path can be erratic, to say the least. So you want somebody who can at least kind of give you 15 to 18 minutes a night, quality rebounder, scoring, all that kind of stuff. And then I think as a backup, they'll probably be looking for a wing shooter. Jacob Cruz is coming back thanks to Diego Pavia rule. He gets another year of eligibility. I think his role is largely going to stay the same. He'll be a guy coming off the bench. He'll be able to kind of space the floor. Hopefully he can be a little bit more consistent in his shooting, consistent in his defense. But I think they're happy to get him back. Less things you have to find in the portal. But somebody who can kind of step into that grill role. So they have a lot of work to do. I don't think we'll see any big defections. I think, you mentioned Ant and Mark. Those guys are certainly going to come back. The freshmen, by all accounts, seem to be really bought into what they're doing. I think like Honor Batang, a lot of fans are worried about him. He's a guy who sort of figures into a much larger role next year. He's kind of bought in. I really like what you got from T.O. Barrett. So I think you're right. And the foundation is solid. If you add the right one or two pieces this year, you could really contend for like the top four spot in the SEC. There is a lot of turnover happening at the top of the league and including, the top four teams, Alabama, Tennessee, Auburn, Florida, all those schools are losing a lot of senior guards, a lot of senior players, and that turnover is going to kind of open up a path for somebody like Missouri if they can get the right pieces together.
That is Sam Snelling joining us on the show today. He does fantastic work covering the Missouri Tigers for Rock M Nation. I highly encourage you to check the website out if you are a fan of the Tigers, not just basketball, also as spring football is about to start as Missouri tries to have another great season in the SEC. Sam, I really appreciate you guys' work, man. Thanks for popping on today.
Thanks, C-Dot. Anytime.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.